Hello and welcome to episode number 15 of the Lunch Table Talk podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be going over my top 50 through number 25 offensive players from this year's NFL season. I know the NFL does this every year with their top 100 players, and I figured I'd do it myself. The NFL hasn't released theirs yet. I think they release theirs in about a month or two, so look out for the NFL's. And I believe if my timing's correct, my final episode of this will be out like a few days before the NFL releases their entire list. So, that being said, I'm sorry that I had missed so much time. For those of you who do listen regularly, there hasn't been too much to talk about, and there's only so much golf and cornhole and Colin Cowherd I can watch in a week. So, that being said, I guess I'll first go over my honorable mentions, then start with 50, 49, all the way down to number 25. 25, or 24 through 1 will be its own separate episode. So, I guess I'll start off with honorable mentions. Starting off, quarterback Matt Ryan just missed out on the list, along with wide receiver Keenan Allen and A.J. Brown, center Jason Kelce, offensive guard Eric Flowers, offensive guard Joe Thuney, offensive guard Ali Marpet, offensive guard Dalton Risner, Orlando Brown, Andrew Whitworth, Marcus Cannon, and Lane Johnson. I did have a lot of more offensive line players than I thought I would have put on the list, but I really had to narrow it down based off of team success and statistics and all that stuff. So, those are my offensive honorable mentions, and I'll now be going on to number 50. And starting out the list, I have Cowboys offensive tackle Lyle Collins. He started 15 out of 16 games this season. He had a season low in penalties with only 3. He played over 1,000 snaps this year, and he's done a great job transitioning from the left guard position to offensive tackle, which isn't always an easy fix, as people may think. Number 49, I have Mark Andrews, tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. And this season, he had 64 receptions for 852 yards and 10 touchdowns, along with 13.3 yards per reception. He was a Pro Bowler tight end this year, and only his second season. I'd say Andrews is already a top 4 or 5 tight end in the league, and is certainly a key component to this dominant Baltimore offense. In the number 48 spot, I have Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. This year, he had 388 completions for 4,902 passing yards and 30 passing touchdowns, which was good for 4th in the league. He also had 11 interceptions, and he also won 2 Player of the Week awards in Weeks 1 and 11. He was also 2nd in the league in missed tackles forced on runs by quarterbacks with 20. Very random stat, but I figured show Dak's running ability as well. I know this is a big debate in the football world right now, and it has been for ever since their rookie years, but if anyone was wondering my opinion, I'd take Prescott over Wentz right now. Number 47 on the list, I have another Dallas Cowboy, Amari Cooper. This wide receiver had 79 receptions for 1,189 yards, which put him 8th in the league. He had 8 touchdowns. He was a Pro Bowl selection. Dallas got a lot of hate for trading a struggling receiver in Oakland for first-round pick, but I think it's working out pretty well for them. At number 46, I have Minnesota quarterback Kirk Cousins. He had double-digit wins for the first time in his career, and he had a 69.1 completion percentage. He had 3,603 passing yards, 26 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions, with a 107.4 quarterback rating. He was the NFC Player of the Month for October, a Pro Bowler, and I'm happy he finally won a primetime game this year. Looks like his conservativeness on the football field is finally paying off, and we'll have to see what he can do with Justin Jefferson replacing Stephon Diggs next year. Looking forward to watch Jefferson and Diggs play on their new teams. At number 45, I have Darren Waller, tight end from the Oakland Raiders. This year, he had 90 receptions, 1,145 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He also hauled in 12.7 yards per catch. Certainly a breakout year for this Raiders' newfound star. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that his season high in yards before 2019 was only 85. He broke 85 yards per game quite a few times this year. Waller is only one of 4 tight ends on my list, so he's certainly in elite company. At number 44, I have Los Angeles Chargers running back Austin Eckler. In 132 attempts, he had 557 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. On the new and the more profound side of his game, the receiving end, he caught 92 balls for 993 receiving yards, which put him at 10.8 yards per reception. Also had 8 receiving touchdowns. I think that people believe he's better just because of his fantasy points. He finished 7th amongst running backs this year in fantasy. Nevertheless, still a very good season from this breakout star. I think the Chargers certainly want to hang on to him for a while. At number 43, I have Chicago Bears receiver Allen Robinson II. He had 98 receptions, which put him at 7th in the league amongst wide receivers. He had 1,147 yards for 11.7 yards per catch. Also had 7 touchdowns. He had a career high catch percentage at 63.6. Robinson had Bortles and Trubisky as his quarterbacks for his 6-year career. If he had a guy like Breeze or Mahomes or Wilson or something like that, I strongly believe that he would be a top 5 receiver in the league. Number 43, I have another running back coming from the Baltimore Ravens, and that is Mark Ingram. With 202 attempts, he had 1,018 yards. That puts him at 5 yards per attempt, 10 rushing touchdowns, and 5 receiving touchdowns. He was a Pro Bowler this year. That's a very impressive season for a veteran on the new team that had already had 2 very solid rushers in Gus Edwards and Lamar Jackson. At number 41, I have Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. His 67.3 completion percentage had him at 3,852 yards and 26 passing touchdowns. On the rushing end, he had 413 yards and 7 rushing touchdowns and 1 receiving touchdown. He led his team to the playoffs and beat a great Buffalo defense and had KC's fans scared in the first half, but the Houston defense, unfortunately, could not keep up with Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek and the guys in company. Deshaun also made the Pro Bowl this year. Rounding up the 40s, I have Cowboys offensive tackle Tyron Smith. He played 13 out of 16 games with 1 fumble recovery. He was a Pro Bowl selection, and his 7 total penalties ranks him 2nd best for his whole career. I think Smith's best years are now behind him, but he certainly showed he can still be a stud for that Dallas offensive line. On to the 30s. This might shock a few of you, but I have rookie center from the New Orleans Saints, Eric McCoy. He's only one of 2 rookies on my list. You can probably guess the other one, and it's not Kyler Murray. McCoy instantly got into the starting role, playing 99% of snaps this year. Only 8 penalties total this year. I mean, I see a lot of veteran offensive linemen get way more than 8 penalties. He was a great addition to that already brick wall of a Saints offensive line. Look for multiple Pro Bowls and more from McCoy in these upcoming seasons. He's an absolute stud. Number 38, I have Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. He had 74 receptions for 1,035 yards, which put him at 14 yards per reception. He also had 4 touchdowns, and he was 2nd in the league in receiving yards on play-action passes at 536. This wasn't OBJ's best year, but certainly not a bad year at all. I hear people calling Odell washed and a bunch of other worse things that just don't make sense to call a wide receiver with over 1,000 yards and 70 catches that. I mean, he's also sharing reps with Landry and other guys, like Nick Chubb, he's a receiving back, and Njoku and all those guys up there. My only thing I will say is his hands don't look it as they were in seasons past, but that's really all I have to say. At 37, I have Oakland Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. He had 242 attempts for 1,150 yards, 4.8 yards per attempt, and 7 touchdowns. He also had 683 yards after contact. He also had 88.5 rush yards per game, which was third amongst running backs. I think he should have won Rookie of the Year over Kyler, in my opinion. I feel like there's a lot better options than Kyler, honestly. Like A.J. Brown, Josh Jacobs, Eric McCoy. But, I mean, they're never going to get it to a lineman. But Josh Jacobs definitely should have got it. He was only one of two rookies on my offensive list. At 36, I have Ravens offensive tackle Marshall Yanda. He played 971 snaps this year and only committed one penalty. He is now retired, which would severely hurt any offensive line to lose such a good player, but luckily the Ravens have some great young guys to back up Yanda. At 35, I have Bengals running back Joe Mixon. With 278 attempts, 1,137 rushing yards, 4.1 yards per attempt, 5 rushing touchdowns, and 0 fumbles, and he also had 24 broken tackles. Even with quarterback, offensive line, head coach troubles, Mixon balled out these past two seasons. Very under running back. He definitely should have made Pro Bowl this season. At 34, I have Lions wide receiver Kenny Galladay. He had 65 receptions for 1,190 receiving yards, 18.3 yards per reception, 11 receiving touchdowns, would put him first in league. Through all three quarterbacks Detroit had, you could definitely tell that Kenny was their favorite target. I mean, he's also receiving targets with Marvin Jones, who is also a stud. Kenny made his first Pro Bowl this season as well. Staying with the wide receiver position in the NFC North, at number 33, I have Devontae Adams. In only 12 games, Adams had 83 receptions, 997 receiving yards, 12 yards per reception, and 5 touchdowns. He was getting double teamed almost every play because of the Packers really don't have any other great wide receivers. And he also had one of the best playoff games by a wide receiver ever. He was also a Pro Bowl selection this year. At number 32, I have Chiefs offensive tackle Mitchell Schwartz. He played 99% of snaps this year, which was a season low for his 8-year career, which should certainly tell you something about Mitchell. He was a key component for KC's Super Bowl victory. He committed only 6 penalties this year. He's an all-pro member and a Super Bowl champion, but he's never made it to a Pro Bowl. Very interesting. I really thought he made it to a Pro Bowl this year, but I guess he didn't. At 31, I have Dolphins wide receiver Devontae Parker. Parker had 72 receptions for 1,202 receiving yards, which put him top 5 in the league, 16.7 yards per reception, and 9 touchdowns. He wasn't a Pro Bowler, according to the guys out there who make the Pro Bowl rosters, which was very weird. Surprised me very much. Despite switching quarterbacks, Parker had a monster breakout season. I'm excited to watch him and Preston Williams with Tua in years to come. At number 30, I have Steelers offensive lineman David DeCastro. He played every snap of Steelers offense this season and only committed 4 penalties. He was also a Pro Bowler this year. My only knock on DeCastro is that he couldn't block Myles Garrett in crunch time. But, I mean, that's a minor thing. He can definitely figure that out. Now on to the 20s. I have, at 29, Ronnie Stanley. He played 939 snaps this year while only committing 4 penalties. Stanley was a huge part of the Ravens' offensive success and certainly helped them lead them to one of the best rushing teams of all time. He made a Pro Bowl and the All-Pro team this year. 2019 Stanley is the Stanley the Ravens drafted 6th overall in 2019. I had not known too much about Stanley until this season. I guess I totally forgot that he was drafted so early in 2016. At 28, I have Travis Frederick. He played every snap in every game this year, and he has never missed a game, excluding 2018, where he was in rehabilitation for Guillain-Barré syndrome. He only committed one penalty the entire season and was a Pro Bowler. He definitely should have won Comeback Player of the Year over Tannehill, and he is now retiring, which is a very unfortunate ending to a short but certainly amazing career. At the number 27 spot, I have another Dallas Cowboy, running back this time, Zeke Elliott. He had 301 attempts for 1,357 rushing yards, 12 touchdowns. He also had 54 receptions for 420 receiving yards. He also had 1,777 all-purpose yards, which slots him at second in the league in that stat. Many people don't realize that Zeke is also a very good receiving running back. Guys like Eckler and McCaffrey get most of the credit for that that crown. But Zeke is very good at receiving back as well. I don't like admitting it as a Redskins fan, but Zeke is definitely one of my favorite players in the league to watch. I just really like his play style. Zeke, not surprising, he was also a Pro Bowler this year. Rounding off the list at number 26, I have Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Despite missing weeks 2 through 5, and most of week 1 with an injury, he hauled in 58 receptions, 860 receiving yards for 7 touchdowns and 14.8 yards per reception. And in the playoffs, he had 17 receptions for 213 receiving yards, which put him at 12.5 receiving, 12.5 yards per reception, that's what I meant to say, apologize, and 2 touchdowns. He was a Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion. Tyreek is another one of my favorite players in the league. If you don't have him on Snapchat, certainly go add him. This guy's hilarious. He posts every day. He also has a pretty interesting YouTube channel as well. So, I feel like I didn't preview the audio yet. But once I go back, I believe that I kept saying 50 through 25, but I'm actually going to stop at 26. That way it's more even. I know I say this probably in every episode, but I swear I'm getting a mic, a real mic, soon. I ordered one about 3 weeks ago off Amazon, and I could have sworn it was Amazon Prime, but apparently it's not, so that's a little unfortunate. Still not here, and better come soon, because I got, like, 4 episodes lined up. I have an interview hopefully tomorrow. I still got to work out minor details. But the interview is going to be tomorrow, hopefully. Not sure when that's going to be posted, though. We'll have to see. Probably Monday, if I had to guess. Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at ColtE23. That's ColtE23. If you have made it this far, I thank you. And also, while you're on my Instagram, let me know what you think of my list. Make your own if you want to. It doesn't have to be as long as mine, because mine's like 60-some players. But nevertheless, send me your thoughts. Give me a follow. Let me know what you think. So that about wraps it up. And again, I am sorry that I didn't post for those who listen regularly. There just hasn't been enough stuff going on to give me a lengthy enough episode. So, hope you enjoyed this episode. Also, I'm just getting a notification now from my NFL app that says training camps will start on time for the NFL, which is awesome news. I was really worried we weren't going to have an NFL season, and we were really close to having MLB season. Thank gosh that we are, because I would have really missed baseball. Anyway, that actually wraps it up now. This has been the Lunch Table Talk podcast. I hope you listen to the next one. Have a good one.